Mobile. N4ZLK Mobile.
You're on your way to your next stop.
They're headed out to Easley.
I enjoyed our lunch. Appreciate you stopping with me.
Sir, I appreciate it. You just gonna head straight back up the mountain now? Are you done?
I'm done for the day. I don't know. Just a quick day.
It's Thursday. I'm gonna be over there at Wayne's. If you still want some company, if you gotta find something to do or go somewhere.
Ride with me if you want to. Like I said, I stay right there in that area all day, so it won't be a problem.
It'll be more than a couple of hours, so hopefully it won't run into any other issues.
So, for your sake and his.
I'm with you for the night.
It's not like I can't go by your place and drop you off.
Here at 11 and 25, and I'll hitch my way home.
Do that to you.
Since I'll bring my fishing pole along, and then I'll insist on you dropping me off there.
Different story. But I'm not just going to drop you off somewhere. We'll drive on.
Nothing else, but I do appreciate it. And again, if it doesn't work out, that's perfectly fine.
It being a problem at all. Wife rides with me quite often. It's not a problem. Leon's hung out with me for a couple hours on the truck. Generally not an issue. You'll have everybody asking you, are you looking at getting into the route or getting into the business?
You can take a passenger. I would lose my job if I took somebody along with me unless it was a supervisor.
The guy in charge.
Costs pretty well, too, I understand.
He's kind of cranky, though. You got to watch him, but he'll get over it.
She.
Yeah. That one, too. She don't know what hurt her, right?
4ZLK. LK, if you hear a bunch of rattling and bumping and all that, it's just me. I'm going down 124 now.
That road is rough. It's almost as bad as 290 was before they ground it up.
My cousin, I was telling you about, when Beth and I went over there back in 2018, he was dating a nice young lady and we met her. And I asked how that was going and he said, we haven't spoken in about 3 years. And then he said, I didn't want to interrupt.
Interrupt her or he didn't want to interrupt you?
I guess what he actually said was, I haven't spoken to her in about 3 years. I didn't want to interrupt. So he was just talking about interrupting her. But the rest of the story was, they're not together anymore. But that was a pretty good one. I'm going to have to start using that one about Beth.
I see that going over well.
To my wife in several weeks. I didn't want to interrupt.
For age checks. Now, I know what would happen with me there. I'd get something flung at me.
It's the fun. That's the fun part about it, isn't it? After 34 years. Hey, Patrick.
So, Shane, I haven't made it quite that far. I'm only at 28. Go ahead, Leon.
You probably got some brownie points for that copper you took her the other day. Didn't see 9V, hey Shane.
Nice to hear you. Sound a little better today. Or now instead of this morning.
Left work. I'm done for the day.
I'm heading home.
These days I hope I can just work a half a day and go home.
4 8 hours in.
Leave it to there, Shane, but how do you get 8 hours of bed from the time you came in to the time you were going home?
The time he left his house, talked on the radio for an hour and a half. I will say this, though. All four of my kids have jobs where they go in after me. They're home way before me. And actually, a lot of times they go and do other activities and still get home before I get home. I'm happy for them, but, man, I never knew jobs existed like that when I was their age.
Them that they need to be appreciative of that. You give them that opportunity.
Out of them, they've all worked hard ever since they were 14, 15, 16 years old. They all got jobs, and they worked hard at it, and now it's paying off.
That's mine. I'm glad I'm proud of him because I'm not having to keep him up. He doesn't come to me every other day, can I borrow this or that, and you know, so he's taking care of himself.
And then taking care of my son, and then taking care of his sister. Teaching some things. So you might be listening.
Who were you talking to this morning, that KN call, Leon? I heard you guys, but I didn't recognize the call. That wasn't your son, was it?
QSL, that was him. It's KN4GTM. Golf, Tango, Maria. Mary, I can't remember what name is.
Yeah, I'd never heard him before, or heard that call before, so when you said, son, he might be listening, that was my first thought. I wonder if that was him.
A little inactive, but I think once he gets that in and starts talking, they get to learn people. I think he's a little bit more active.
Can't drag it out of him anyway.
Son-in-law in here every once in a while. He was in here Friday morning on the way to work. I'm glad to hear him, but I don't want to force him into it or, you know, pressure him. I let him do it at his own pace. And my youngest son says he wants to do it, but he's been saying it for several years. So it'll probably happen eventually.
My grandkids, trying to get them interested in it. My wife has her call. She's KE4DXJ, and she won't talk. She won't go on this radio and talk for anything in the world. But the reason she got her ham license is way back when, prior to the cell phone thing.
She talked to me a couple times.
She probably likes you more than she likes me, too.
I grew up, her dad was a ham radio operator, and he tried to get her to do it, and she just had no interest, and she still has no interest. And neither one of my girls do either, so. But that's all right. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, my wife can get her ticket, but no luck so far.
I bet you to get her to pal around with Wendy. Maybe Wendy can talk her into it.
Double there, but Leon, you won. But I'm gonna clear out. I'm not far, and traffic's getting heavier. Let's see, NC9V and KO4HKX, N4ZLK, 73, guys.
Be careful the rest of the day out there, KO4HKX.
Jane, good talking to you. NC9V. So what are you doing, Patrick?
But I'm going to pause here just a minute and see if that double wants to come back in here.
The Sun, KN4GTM.
Oh, no, I keyed up on my son. DSS is going to get involved, I'm sure.
I hope you're having a good day.
I was just asking if you ate yet, if you had lunch yet.
Hear me now, KN4GTM.
Yeah, we hear you now. I'm trying to see if you had, ate lunch yet.
Finished up with Kerry.
Have your package? Okay.
By the house, and I guess low power just ain't quite enough.
125.
Medium power all the time, too.
I do that because I don't know what kind of power source this thing's powered off of. So I don't want to hurt nothing.
50 watts is probably a little bit much for a cigarette lighter plug. So 25 seems to not burn any fuses or anything, so I'm doing okay.
Turn off the cigarette lighter plug.
Like this.
Jack, CB mount, power.
In Gerald TR.
My neighborhood. Afternoon, Tom.
That's one, Patrick. You're in for it today after I sent you that pretty picture of that dessert last night. Well, let me turn this radio down to Mecca. On high power, it's usually between 9 and about 12 amps, just for reference, FYI. This is in Gerald TR Mobile. Someone pick it up.
There wouldn't be enough to give any problems there, Dean, I don't think. And Tom, that's my son, Dean. KN4GTM is his call.
You can get yours. I just jumped in the car here at Wally World.
Ah, NC9V, Leon.
Fine business, Leon. Go ahead, son, and pick it up and then pass it to Patrick, and then I guess I'd be next.
Dick. Dean, so are you running that off the CB mount power in that truck?
Sure I am.
I'll be able to handle that.
Mr. Star.
What it is on medium, but that's one of the things I do when I get a new radio is I check the amperage on each power output and write it down in my owner's manual, but I'm not at home right now, and I'm 76 years old, so I got a legitimate excuse.
When you were away from the house there, Tom, I would have swung by and got me some eggs.
There. Unless Patrick sneaked by.
I'll come by Thursday, so I'm good for a little bit.
Was dessert Bernice made last night, that jello salad? That was a picture. I just had to take a picture of it, Patrick.
As I'm sitting there getting ready to call Vinette, he's sending me pictures of jello and fruit, trying to torture me.
Leon.
What kind of diet he's on? He eats barbecue and meats, all kind of meats and everything.
What'd you call that stuff the other day? Lemon chiffon, what? Sponge cake. Or, yeah. He had a bowl of that, and he cheated a little bit.
If you haven't figured out, these are two troublemakers, so you gotta watch out for them. Miss Bernice now, Tom's wife, she's the sweetest thing ever. But I don't know how she puts up with Tom.
What? Cheater, Leon?
No, he was over in Simpsonville, over near his house, so he might be just be in a bad spot.
He's a little iffy at times.
Not doing today.
Positions at Aldi's and Wally World. And I just noticed we went to Mutt's, Saturday? Boy, that was higher than I thought it was. About $33 for two people. Hard.
The place where we ate, Patrick, the Chuck Wagon, Josie's Chuck Wagon there, and it was like $50
Thank you, Dad. Sorry about that. Yeah, things are going up in price again, and things for me are getting hard to get again, it seems like.
It's working, Leon.
Hearing that. I'm just wondering, working where?
I'm heading up here to switch vehicles. I'm done for the day. Had a real quick day today. Hope things don't stay that way.
Drag racers yesterday, the top fuelers. God, those things are amazing. 11,000 horsepower even in the funny cars.
Yeah, they're making some real horsepower, and it's amazing how quick they can get down the track now, too.
Seconds now, are they running an eighth of a mile or a quarter?
A mile, and they're moving on.
Is that enough horsepower?
Mr. Horses, he'd have to feed them. Patrick, you interested in going to a... I don't know, what do you call that race? It's down in Florence. We're supposed to go down there end of the month. Dean's uncle's racing down there. Might let Dean actually drive a little bit.
What I got going on toward the end of the month, between now and the first of the year, my schedule starts picking up quite a bit on the weekends.
Now, this is a dumb question, but I'm almost certain they're running tons of orange pipe, PVC-looking pipe, up here around Dave Watson's neighborhood. Would be near Silver Ridge on Rutherford Road. That's gas, isn't it?
If it's orange PVC like that, It's probably fiber optic. Gas is usually yellow.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably fiber optic.
I didn't know that. But I didn't know they run fiber optic in a... I just figured it would be direct burial, but I guess it's so fragile. That was kind of dumb on my part. It's not very big. It doesn't look like it'd be over an inch and a half or 2 inches.
But it just depends on what they're trying to do. But it sounds like that's the fiber optic stuff.
The black stuff here, and it looked like, driving by it, about like RG-8 or something. So that makes sense. They could run several of them in that. Go ahead, Leon.
Fiber optic is, I've got fiber optic internet at my house, which Patrick would love to have. they came out, and that stuff is really interesting, the fact that it's not that thick, but it's glass. It's actually glass, and if you break it, they have to come out and repair it. Not anybody can just stick it back together. And the line going into our house, the shield and everything, is probably like regular coax. It's flat, like two strand. And when you strip it back, just one little centerpiece about the size of a pencil lead is fiber optic.
About it back in my working days when I was an electronic technician and electrician, but most of mine was industrial, and we didn't mess with fiber optics, but it took a very special person that was schooled in that to be able to splice it. You're right, Leon. Ours just went to 300 megabits per second, and they added a whole bunch of new channels, and they only upped the price $1 on Spectrum, so that's darn fast.
We're still running a cable modem, but gentlemen, I have arrived here where I'll switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for a little bit. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. Good to talk to both of you. 7-3.
Patrick, good talking to you, but I'll be in there when you get back in. I'll probably be right about where you'll be coming out on Highway 11 there at the same time. Go ahead there, Tom.
Safe ride home there, Patrick. Leon, ours is, I don't know if they've got it up there yet, but they're running it all along the road here, and I assume they will, because I don't think that the cable, which would be like RG6 or something, would do 300 megabytes, but that's what they said, and I don't remember how to check it. I know there's things online you can check it, but there's different uploads and download speeds and all, and as long as it works, that's all I care about. Well, it seems like that storm might get here and give us a little bit of rain this afternoon, Leon, mainly tonight, thank God. This is NZ0TR.
NC9V, November Charlie, 9 Victor. But, is yours, do you have fiber optics already, Tom?
I think so. I guess it could be, but I don't think it is. I haven't seen them out here changing anything, and we're just north of Lake Cunningham here, a mile, and off of 101 here on Brown Road. But I suppose it could be, Leon, but it would be news to me if it was, because I don't think they changed anything in several years.
Modem at the optic, or it'd be a modem. It's a modem either way. Where is it at? Is it inside?
Yes, sir, it is.
The only thing running into the back of that, if it's a fiber optic, is going to be that little thin strand of, I don't know what you call it, the fiber optic cable itself, the fiber, I'll call it that. And if it's a cable modem or anything else, it's going to have your phone line going into it or the coax.
Coax, it looks like RG6, and it hasn't been changed for 4 or 5 years. They did put a new modem in a few years ago, but it hasn't been changed.
We live out in the sticks, and I'm surprised we actually have it. It's Spectrum, same thing, which is the going deal, apparently. Love it. I'm getting 363 megabits per second. That's per second. So, I mean, I have numerous things in the house that I hooked up to my router, modem, whatever you call it. And the grandkids, he's up there gaming. He's got a PlayStation 4 he games on constantly. All our video comes in through it, and I get no lag time whatsoever.
It's really been excellent. I got no complaints with it. It's very, very rare for it to go out, and it doesn't stay out for long. If it does, it's usually after a storm. But I got a letter in the mail the other day and a thing online that said it was supposed to go to 300 megabits, and then they added a whole bunch of channels, and they did. They're on there on the video, and oh, heck, I don't know. How much is it, 114 or something like that. And then our phones are with them. And, heck, I can't even tell you how much. Mine's unlimited and hers is not. And I think they're $40-some dollars a month. So I got no complaints with them. They've done a good job. And how do you... How do you check that? Is there a website you go to or something?
Just bring up your browser and just do a internet speed check. Google it and pick one you like. There's a bunch of them out there. And I've checked several different ones. I'm getting is 363 megabits per second. And the other one, I don't really pay that because I don't upload. I can tell you what the upload is, but the upload is really fast, too. I know when my Fire Stick, I have a Fire Stick TV, it downloads. And it used to take a few minutes to install. I think it's rocking fast now. NC9V.
Leon, I'm not, greatly computer literate. I used to work on CNC mills and that, but it's a different world than this data processing stuff. And it isn't anymore, I suppose, but... I worked on the circuit boards and the whole nine yards, all the way from vacuum tubes through variable frequency drives. But that's been about, when we retire, Mom? 2010?
Yeah,
2010. 14 years we've been down here. Anyways, we love it. It's a great place to be. Leon, gotta check out in the yard. I'm going to check the mail and then head inside and unload groceries. NC9V and 0TR. Pleasure's all mine, Leon. Nice to hear you.
Tom, and jump in there anytime. Love having a conversation with you. And we're going to eyeball one day. But, and Bernice, you take care of that young lady, because apparently she's taking care of you. Beat all them sweets. We're talking to ladies on the log. NC9V. 73. Is that you, Dean?
Uniform, Zulu.
Heavy buzzing noise on your transmission.
I'm trying to get the radio set back up. It's been sitting for a while. November 4, Uniform, Zulu.
The buzzing sound is about almost the same as your audio signal. So, I don't know what you got going on there, but hopefully you get it lined up. And good to make the acquaintance call. Here's NC9V, November Charlie 9 Victor. Name's Leon.
Leo, man, N0TR. And I'll be clear, and you take care of him, Leon.
We're working on it. I'm trying to get you straightened out. November 4, Uniform Blue. We'll be clear.
You see. Yeah, anytime you need anything, just holler. NC9V Mobile.